Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm going to get to the dumbest pro athlete I think I've ever seen in my life. Think about the territory that takes in. That coming up in just moments. A lot of people tweeted this at me, including Nick Wilson. I don't know what's going on with ESPN, but getting rid of Doris Burke is the wrong move. Now, it doesn't seem to be official, but it seems like she's on her way out at ESPN.
The venerable Andrew Marchand did say that it was curtains for this broadcast team, and it looked like Doris was going to be on the outside looking in after this year. There was no official word on Richard Jefferson, although not looking good for him either.
Well, if anybody who's listened, they know I'm a big Doris Burke fan. I've been a Doris Burke fan. This is dead serious. I know that guys who do this for a living get stupid about this. I've been the biggest Doris Burke fan for well over a decade. I think she's taught a world of basketball. I think that her knowledge of the game is incredible. I remember she went on Zach Lowe's podcast when the finals were here,
mm-hmm.
and my buddy Jason Gibbs was working to get Zach Lowe all set up. Jason Gibbs, who works for the Browns, he's my boss over there. And when she went in to do the interview, he had her record a happy birthday thing to me because my birthday coincides
we had
almost
her on.
With the finals.
I remember we had her on, and you were so giddy about having her on.
I love Doris Burke.
She did 23 minutes with us.
Yeah. I didn't want to be I'm your biggest fan, misery, except in reverse. But I'm a big Doris Burke fan, and I think it's ridiculous. I know that they're probably going to mess with that booth or whatever, because you brought up Mike Breen. I hold Mike Breen in high regard probably just because of my 2016 memory. If the Cavs were never good, I ain't going to lie to you. He's not Kevin Harlan. He's not Ian. You know, to me, those two are the most prominent voices in basketball in the NBA. Mike Breen's good. There's no getting around that.
Awesome guy. And I always say, by all accounts, by my account, I came across him in the bowels of MSG back in the day, and he asked me if, hey, can I put your microphone out there because I'm holding the camera? It was the coolest thing. I thought that was so awesome that somebody like Mike Breen was willing to do
that for me once. Back in the day.
You guys used to be tight.
And now we're going to be tight again.
Bud, you should probably know what you're talking about.
I don't know if you knew this. We are sitting together at a dinner tonight.
Okay, so this is really going down, huh?
Yeah.
You guys both going to be rocking tuxes?
No. He asked me what I was wearing, and I said tuxedo. And he looked at me like I had turds falling out of my mouth. And I went, no. I'm joking around. We're going to be sitting at the same table, Cleveland Press
Prestigious
Club tonight.
Prestigious award ceremony.
I don't know if I'm winning anything. We'll find out.
You better bring home the gold.
I better bring home something. It's going to be like Denzel Washington. I'm grabbing something and leaving here with something in my hands. I'm not giving my Friday night up to not walk out with any hardware. That ain't going to happen. I don't know about Baskin. I'm sure he's more respectful than me. But we're sitting at the same table.
That's awesome.
So we got that going for us. But Mike Breen, Breen's fine.
Breen has been the steady, consistent voice of basketball on the biggest stage. He's not my favorite play-by-play guy. Especially in basketball, I would take Kevin Harlan, who I think is unbelievable doing
Harlan
those
or
TNT
Eagle,
games.
To me are the best.
I think Brian Anderson has really
he's
surged.
Very good. Yeah, he's very good.
And I guess, you know, next year when it's on NBC and Peacock, I'm guessing that'll be both Noah Eagle and Mike Tirico. Tirico, the bummer
about
him.
Trying to think of the third one, but I think you're right about those two.
The bummer about probably Jack Collinsworth. The bummer about Tirico going to NBC is I felt like it took him out of so many big events. Because Tirico was just so rock solid.
Yeah.
He could do everything. He's not the guy you want for the most exciting moments in sports, but he is perfect. He never makes a mistake, that dude.
Yeah, I think he's very good. But like Harlan and Eagle are on another level. And if either one of those guys were doing the finals at that time, it probably would have been even bigger. But like, well, Mike Breen was the guy who called the Cleveland City of Champions again, and
that was cool. That was absolutely cool. So that'll always be part of the soundtrack of Cleveland fans forever. Anybody that goes back and watches that, you're thinking of that call, and he ushered it in a perfect manner.
But if NBC wants to bring in Doris Burke, it would be the right move to do so if this is her last.
They do a poaching
hurrah with ESPN because I think it's asinine of them to let her go.
Who gets Pam Ward in all of this?
Is she still doing games?
I don't know.
I haven't heard Pam Ward in a long time. Beth Mowins is still doing
games,
obviously.
They named some awards after her on one of the websites, one of the blogs.
The Pam Awards.
The Pam Awards, yeah.
I had no idea about any of this. I am in the dark. Nathan Zagura, 901. I don't know what's going on, so I'm just going to say that Daryl Ryder is going to join us at 822. All right, I want to introduce you to the dumbest pro athlete that's ever lived. I hope Derek Carr is lying to everybody. You're telling everybody in the world that you'd just rather retire and you didn't think it right to take the New Orleans Saints money?
This makes no sense.
You're telling me you had a $30 million coming to you and you didn't think it was right to take the Saints money. You could have taken the Saints money and donated it all to charity if you really wanted to. How do you stand there and look yourself in the mirror as a grown man? It wasn't right to take the Saints money.
Yeah, this is...
Lima, I have ripped on many an athlete. I'll tell you this. When it comes to Deshaun Watson, like, I openly do not want to see him ever play for the Cleveland Browns again. Ever. Ever. Done with that period of time. I will never say that Deshaun Watson, unless he's in some sort of a crazy breach of contract and he's supposed to... I will never say Deshaun Watson should give money back. I will never say any player should give money back. No. Why on earth would Derek Carr... I hope that's not the reason. I hope he wouldn't be that stupid. Sorry, go ahead. I just can't believe how insane and asinine this is.
It doesn't add up because we're just not used to anybody with that mindset, not only in professional sports, in the world these days. There's nobody that's this magnanimous, that is this altruistic. Like, you just don't expect this. It's one thing for Rex Grossman to say, you know what, Browns, I know you're in a desperate situation. You need a quarterback at the end of the year, but it's the holidays. I'm not coming out of this retirement for the holidays. I'll pass up the check, you know, for the last few weeks of the season. That's one thing. This is how many million Derek Carr
30
is
million.
Gonna, 30
15
million
after taxes.
And I get it. He's not sacked as many times as his brother, but you worry about your safety, you worry about your health.
He could give the $50 million to his brother if he wanted to.
I know.
What are you talking about?
It's unbelievable. I've never seen anything like this.
Your health is already gone. Normally,
it's the other way. Like, you have guys like Ben Simmons collecting as much money as humanly possible and then not playing. Like, doing their best to not. They're stealing money, quite literally, in every sense of the term.
It says, I wouldn't have been able to play if I had the surgery, Carr said. This is from NFL.com. I wouldn't have been able to play if I had the surgery. And then I tried to play with it. I wasn't near 100%, and so that doesn't help them either. I just felt like it was the right thing to do for myself and the team. Saints and Carr came to a decision that the quarterback would retire, leaving $30 million guaranteed that he would have received in 2025, and the club wouldn't pursue the $10 million roster bonus that would have been forfeited by retiring. I never played for just the money, Carr said. Well, that's period.
Well, what's his family think about this?
If you were his wife,
he got a $10 million parting gift there, right?
Okay, it's still not what else he could have made. And guys, this isn't a charity. It's professional sports. How much do the NFL make? They make They make $300 million just by opening up the gates for the year.
Well, this is why I
how on earth would you turn down $30 million? They will cut you as soon as they look at you in the NFL.
I'm a little dubious because, yes, it is such a business, and they will do everything they can to get out from a contract the minute they have the first chance. There's no guaranteed money in this league for the most part.
You know, this is,
it is pretty shocking to hear someone say this when teams never operate like this. Almost never. I mean, you hear some good stories here and there about, hey, we're going to do the right thing on somebody who's really, really injured. But 99% of the time, these teams will move on from you and get out from underneath your contract the first chance they get.
We make such a big deal about like locker room leaders, leadership, that whole thing. I have to tell you, I think it's one of the hardest things to do in professional sports. In high school, it's easy. And that's where most of us ended our high school, or ended our sports playing time, was in high school. So you remember, it's like, hey, you vote for captains. There's guys who were, they were definitely rah-rah guys. There were definitely guys who were leaders. You need a couple of like dangerous guys, a couple of dogs for your football team that even like the teachers like respected there. Like you always need that to have that makeup. And that's always going to be the truth in like high school football, college football, that type of thing. In the NFL, why it's so remarkable to me is they take guys who are competing for jobs against each other, and somehow in the locker room, they're able to mold them and brainwash them into believing in each other and actually working towards a goal, which is an extremely hard thing to do because it should be a selfish thing because they're trying to take each other's jobs through most of the year. The offseason is all about getting a job instead of somebody else. It's all about getting your money while you can. You have the shortest career of anything. Remember, when Kevin Mawai made a big stink about the rookies making all this money, he didn't see the forest for the trees. Now, instead of keeping guys on second and third contracts, they just get rid of veterans. That's what, like, Rodney McLeod is so impressive that he's able to play 13 years in the NFL, because they just get rid of veterans and just bring in young guys who are going to be on a cheaper level because of the rookie wage scale. So you're fighting for these things, and you're telling me you're going to give a team $30 million back? Oh, well, they got to keep 10 as a going away gift. Doesn't matter.
Could this
owe
start,
it to your sport to take every single penny.
Could they? You wonder what the union thinks. Could this start a trend where quarterbacks start doing, quote, the right thing and give their money back? How much is left on Deshaun Watson's deal?
He's going to
90-some million?
80-something.
Okay.
It doesn't make me feel any better.
Will he see this story from Derek Carr and say, you know what? I really haven't lived up to my contract, and I just can't take your money anymore, Mr. Haslam. I have to do this in the spirit of being honest and ethical. I have to give my money back to you.
I don't think I'd have anything to say.
Are we expecting this?
I don't think I'd have anything to say the next morning because I think I'd fall over and die. I'd be shocked. I texted this to a former NFL player, and the former NFL player texted back, and I'm not lying to you guys, what a bleeping idiot. He wrote the actual word. I mean, to give, I hope he's just trying to give a rah-rah story or something.
Someone's
like going to
say, typical sports talk Cleveland, you rip guys for doing the wrong thing, you rip them for doing the right thing.
No, if you're paid them, I expect you to be worth the money you're paid to be in one way or the other. If you can brainwash your teammates into being leaders and playing, then fine. If you are worth the money on the field, then fine. Like Myles Garrett, when we bring up Myles Garrett, Myles Garrett's a $40 million defensive end. I expect him to have pressures and sack people. That's what I expect him to do. But to leave money like that on the table, that's crazy. If you were his wife, you calling Cordell and Cordell? I'm going to get my $15 million one way or the other, sir. Darryl Ryder, he's one of the reasons why I exist. He joins us right now. Cleveland Sports Insider, 92.3 The Fan. Cleveland Browns beat reporter, 92.3 The Fan. Hello, Daryl.
Hello, boys.
Daryl, I've caused quite a row this morning.
I'm shocked.
I'm trying to be a responsible person. I believe it's the responsible thing to take Shedeur Sanders and say, no, you're not starting week one almost no matter what. He would have to be otherworldly to start no matter what week one. And the reason behind it is that you go from the first round to the fifth round. I think that that has an effect on somebody's psyche. I think that that should have an effect on somebody's confidence. I know he's a very confident young man. They've gone about the business of building him back up. Is it responsible then to take that guy and to put him right there with the Browns offense that was dead last, I think, in the NFL in so many ways, and they're worse since 1999 with an expansion team? And I know they'll have some guys back, and I hope it's going to be much better, but I think that's a very risky thing to do with a young man who has the type of potential that Shedeur Sanders has to do that week one against the Cincinnati Bengals. Daryl, go.
I don't think you're going to have to worry about it because I don't think he's starting week one.
Do you think the Browns agree with me then?
Yes.
Yeah, take that, Lima.
I don't think that they're in a hurry to put this kid on the field.
That was what we were arguing at all.
That's not the argument.
Yeah, that wasn't the argument. Sorry, Daryl. Let me interrupt you.
No, it's all right.
We're still arguing.
Daryl, Ken's going to put you into his corner because he got backed into so many corners earlier.
But I fought out every single corner.
You lost.
I was like Rocky against Drago. I knocked you both out. Go ahead there, Daryl.
Yeah, I don't think that they're in a hurry to put him on the field, and that's not a slight on Shadur. I think that considering he is a fifth-round pick, you're asking a lot to have him start week one. There are things in his game that they are working with him to eliminate so that once he does get out there, he has an opportunity to be successful. You know, Kenny Pickett, they really like and want to see what he can do for them. You have, obviously, Joe Flacco in the room. And then Dylan Gabriel, who they picked 50 picks before they took Shadur as a third-round selection. You know, they like him, too. So, for me, I don't care how many Shadur highlights we post on our X accounts. He's the fourth quarterback right now in this four-man race. Now, that can change between now and the end of training camp, but I think it would be a stretch right now to think that he's going to leapfrog the three guys in front of him and start week one against the Cincinnati Bengals.
Well, Daryl, right now, obviously, we're talking about OTAs. There's no pass rush. They're not wearing pads. So
this is the time of year, Anthony, where you're supposed to look really, really good.
Yeah. Yeah. You've seen this before. Like, how many terrible Browns quarterbacks looked good in OTAs?
Brandon Whedon was being fitted for gold jackets in Canton during OTAs and mini camp and training camp. Then they put a defense on the field, and we all said, oh, you know what, including Brandon Whedon.
Daryl Ryder joining us here. He's brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Well, you know, it's a tough comparison to make with those guys, but either way, I get what you're saying here. Daryl, as we go through, let me ask you this. I said yesterday, I think Jerry Jeudy is underratedly the most important Cleveland Brown because I think he has to help get the offense going with whoever is the quarterback of this football team to start off the season to hopefully get guys going the right way, because the rest of the wide receiver room after him is a giant question mark at best.
Yeah.
Do you agree with that about Jerry Jeudy?
I would agree with the rest of the receiver room being a giant question mark, if not mess. But yeah, I mean, they need him to replicate what he did last year. That you need another 1,000-yard season out of him. You need him and David Njoku to be going back and forth as far as the team lead in touchdowns. Because when you look at the rest of the receiving room, Ken, there's a lot of questions. They like Cedric Tillman a lot, but you know, yeah. Can he stay healthy for 17 games and can he be a significant contributor? You know, Michael Woods, it's at some point, need to see if this kid can do it. He's a 6th-round pick from 2022. David Bell, similar situation. 3rd-round pick from that same draft class. So Jamari Thrash, you know, what can he do? So yeah, outside of Jerry Jeudy, I don't know what they have in that wide receiver room at this point. And for me, I think that's, you know, we always laugh about waiver claims after the cut down to 53. But I think Andrew Berry is going to be scouring the waiver wire looking for wide receivers at the end of August here.
Daryl, of the non-quarterbacks, when it comes to rookies, who has stood out the most to you?
Well, Quinshon Judkins has been fantastic. But again, there's no real blocking up front. There's no contact. You can't tell what's a 2-yard loss versus a 5-yard gain, or did he really get through and break free? But where he has really caught my attention, Anthony, is when they really go outside the tackles. You see that burst from him. And I've said wow a few times, I'm not going to lie, and I admit that knowing that this is the time of year where everybody should look like they're a future Hall of Famer in the making. But When you see him up close and he's doing the individual drills with Deuce Staley there, like, you see why they picked him. You really do. And so I think he is going to be very exciting this fall for Browns fan to watch.
Daryl, when you look at the running back room, where does Jerome Ford fit? Does Quinshon Judkins automatically outpace him, or is there an earning that he has to do?
I have Quinshon number one, and then as far as the number two back, I think it's either Jerome Ford or Dylan Sampson. And look, I mean, Jerome's been here for a few years. Fourth, fifth round pick, I think, in the 22 draft, if I remember correctly. Mm-hmm. He's been here for a few years. And look, we've seen glimpses from him. And this is, I think, his real opportunity this year to show that he can, handle significant weight offensively. But there is a reason why they drafted two running backs, Ken. Let's be honest about it. So, and then Pierre Strong is also in that room. I think they'll keep three running backs.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
So for me, it's going to be Pierre Strong and Jerome Ford vying for that third spot on the roster.
Okay, I'll take that. Go ahead, Tone.
Daryl, editorial boards at the Akron Beacon Journal and the Plain Dealer seem to be against the move of the Cleveland Browns to Brook Park and the Dome. You've been all over this, reporting on this better than anybody else. There's some polling data that shows Clevelanders are against this move. Daryl, if that is the case, should the Haslams get whatever they want despite all of that?
Well, I mean, look, the governor has already set the funding aside because he likes the project. The House has done the same thing. I completely disagree with how the House set the money aside with doing straight bonding, because that does affect the state general fund, the credit rating, and all those type of things, and the state's ability to do what they should be doing statewide. You know, the Senate came up with an interesting plan, the Finance Committee, that's going to be voted on here. And if the Senate approves the $600 million earmark for the stadium, the Browns are pretty much home, because now you got all three, you know, branches there, the governor, the House, and the Senate, all saying, we love the project. The Haslam Sports Group should get the funding for it. And then they'll just go in the conference committee and figure out the mechanism for doing that. The state has $4.8 billion in unclaimed funds that are sitting there and collecting dust. If anything, greatest public service announcement ever. I found about $50 when I went on the state website looking at unclaimed
funds. It's your money and you wanted it
I've
now.
I've seen a bunch of that. What happens if that fund gets raided by all the individuals that money's supposed to go to? Then where's the money coming from?
Well, let's just put it this way. I would be stunned if $4.8 billion has disappeared within the last week there, Anthony, because this isn't money that just like got there. This is money that's 10, 15, 20 years old. And sure, yeah, I would advise everybody in the state to go on the website, put in your information. It took me about a minute to do. It'll probably take a little longer if you're doing it for a deceased loved one or a loved one that you're caring for. There's probably some more information that's required there, but it took me like 60 seconds. But you know, the fund is protected. The Browns would be on the hook for about $100 million in penalties if they because the number one complaint from the politicians are that basically, besides the fact that it's not in downtown Cleveland, but from a fiscal perspective, is, well, the Browns overinflated their numbers when it comes to projected tax revenues for the complex. Well, what they're saying in Columbus now is, well, you need to set $50 million in an escrow fund aside. If your projections in your complex does not meet what you projected, we get to dip into that fund and pick up the shortfall. So the state isn't on the hook. And if that first $50 million expires, the Browns have to put in another $50 million to cover it. So there's basically a $100 million insurance policy here to protect the state from the Browns, you know, overinflating the numbers and that complex coming up short when it comes to funding. So the escheatment from the unclaimed funds fund of $1.7 billion next January and giving the Browns $600 million, and then you have $1.1 billion set aside for other stadium and cultural projects around the state. You know, for money that's just sitting there collecting dust and has been for over a decade, I don't think it's the worst idea in the world. But yeah, there's no question. There's a strong opposition to the project locally. But again, they're basically a vote away in the Senate from them getting the funding that they've requested for this project.
Dangerous Daryl joining us on the show, which, by the way, I forgot that you could look up for dead relatives. I looked up my mother. No dice, but I also had to confirm that I wasn't a robot. So there's definitely an influx of people trying to check this out here. So that was a very big public service announcement, if you're talking about that, Daryl. Daryl Ryder joining us here on the show. Shane Bieber, how big is this a blow yet? Or what are we thinking here with this guy where he was supposed to pitch today? He was originally supposed to pitch Thursday, then he's supposed to pitch today, and now we're going to reevaluate. I feel terrible right now. Make me feel better.
I'm with you. Don't want to jump to any conclusions. Hopefully the Guardians will have some good news later today at the ballpark. Houston's in town. But I always get nervous, Ken, when there's elbow soreness after Tommy John surgery. So we'll see what they say. But right now, I'm a little nervous about this situation.
Daryl, are the Cavs off the hook if the Pacers go on to win the championship?
Oh, wow.
No, I think it certainly makes things, it's already challenging for them. But there are three teams that quite one they didn't beat, and two more teams that I don't think, looking back on things, they would have beaten. I don't think they would have beaten the Knicks, and even if they would have gotten through the Eastern Conference, I don't think they would have beaten the Oklahoma City Thunder. It's just a different style of play for those three teams, and I don't think that the Cavaliers would have matched up with New York or the Thunder. Now that we saw what happened against the Pacers, because Oklahoma City to me is like the Pacers on steroids with the way they play, and what a win by Indiana last night. That I mean, but we know about it. The Bucks know about it. The Knicks know about it. They've done this all playoffs. They have come back from at least 15 down in every series they have been in. It just their resolve is incredible. So no, if the Pacers go on to win this series, Cavs aren't off the hook. Not by any stretch of the imagination. But this is the fun part. You got a great regular season team that is a play, you know, is a contender in the playoffs. But now the challenge is for Kobe Altman to come up with moves that can position this organization to compete for an NBA championship. That's the challenge for them this offseason. They are absolutely not off the hook if the Pacers win it, though.
Yeah, I think I agree with you. I think a lot of fans agree with you, Daryl. Daryl, thank you very much for the time. I want you to have a wonderful weekend. And congratulations on the $50, brother. Spend it wisely.
I will spend that wisely.
Sensational Daryl Ryder, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Do you think that they're off the hook?
Well, I've seen some fans express that if you lose to the eventual champions, it takes some of the heat off. Maybe does it validate them a little more? Did they just run into the second best team in the NBA? We just didn't know it at the time. There is an argument to be made.
I thought you were going to say that.
No,
all right.
I mean, I'm still going to be disappointed. I still think there is a build. I agree with Daryl at the end there. I mean, he said, you know, they would have been underdogs against Oklahoma City, too. So you've got to figure out a way to go up against these types of teams. And the current roster, you know, composition, I just don't see that.
Okay, that, if one of these teams win, I'm going to mention some hockey here for 1 minute. Give me 1 minute to say this.
We used to have the Blue Jackets minute. Now we're down to about 3 seconds.
Well, I'll tell you this. Justin Rowan. Part of the Chase Down Pod with Carter Rodriguez, our buddies over there. He texted me yesterday because something about the Oilers got mentioned. Because we were going back and forth on who we actually are rooting for in this series. I think I actually have to root for the Oilers since the Panthers won it last year. So Doug Plagans already has a ring, right? Yes. And Edmonton kind of reminds me of what I've read. Well, that would be something. What I've read about the about Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, is that it is kind of like Cleveland in so many ways. So, yeah, fine. Want the Oilers to win. Did you realize, though, this is what Justin texted me. He's from Canada. He lives in Winnipeg, if I'm not mistaken. You know how long the flight is from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, where the Panthers play, to Edmonton, Canada?
Oh, wow. What is it?
It is an 8-hour flight.
Oh.
It is
Holy cow.
And that's direct. Most people, it is a 23-hour travel day.
Okay. Yeah, that's insane. For fans.
Because
like,
they
that
have
can't
to
charter.
Hit. Justin texted me this, and then my buddy Nick told me the same thing. It is not one, not two, not three,
oh my
but
God.
Four connectors.
Oh, my. I'm surprised they could even get that in a day.
To get from Fort Lauderdale, Florida to Edmonton. If you win that series, you are the team of the year. I don't care about the Eagles or anybody else. You're the team of the year.
So even though
8-hour flights,
even though they're not traveling like we travel,
you could be to London in less of time from here. Dublin, isn't Dublin 7 hours from Cleveland?
I think London's about 9.
Holy God! To go to Canada?
Yeah, I used to. I don't know if you know this. I used to live in Anchorage, but that flight, I used to fly from Anchorage to Minneapolis, and that was like a 6.5-7 hour flight every time.
Okay,
every time.
I mean, the furthest I've ever flown was L.A. So, actually, Seattle.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
That was the furthest. I can't imagine, like, people that talk about going all over the world, I can't imagine unless you were truly in first class or you were able to do it private.
I've went from Seoul to Seattle, and that's a horrible,
oh my God,
just a horrible time, because it is, because you're not in a first class seat.
I can't sit still.
Were you on like a bomber or something?
No, that was actually a chartered commercial airliner.
Okay.
Yeah, that was coming back from when I lived in Korea.
Oh my gosh. 8 hours is...
Yeah, so imagine the fans.
I've done it in a jump seat before, and that's a horrible...
Oh, my God.
Or, like, the parents of the players. They're not flying private.
You're just not going.
Right.
Sorry. I'll watch you on TV, son.
Your wife is not going.
But wait, what if the clincher is on the road? That's the tough one.
All right. Your children are not going, unless you're just telling them, stay in Florida.
Is it a 3-3 series for the clincher, or is it...
No, you don't know.
Yeah. No, there's a difference. I'm not flying from Fort Lauderdale to Edmonton or the other way around, an 8-hour flight to see us possibly lose. And then them celebrate.
And a 24-hour travel day.
Not a chance. Exactly. That's a 24-hour travel day because I can't get on the team plane.
You wouldn't even make it home in time for the next game.
God. Doesn't the team have to charter a plane for the families?
I don't know what their fiscal situation is.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I can't go spending their money. It's not the NFL.
If you can't afford to fly families, then you can't afford to
the NFL. When's the last time Cincinnati played in London? Because I know for a fact, at least last time, there were several opportunities to go, and they took care of people to head on over to London for this team up here.
And when
Mike Brown's charting other flights to go to London?
Chance. I mean, the Cavs in the finals took care of some season ticket holders. I know that. But I can't do everybody. So some of the people have to. have to find by trains, planes, automobiles, find a way out there.
I'm surprised that nut job doesn't make them take a bus up here to Cleveland once a year. I mean, good God. It's unbelievable to me. But yeah, that's a long, long flight. So whoever wins that, congratulations to them. They're the team of the year. Somebody just texted me, first class and booze helps with the direct flight to LA. Oh, there you go. That'd be nice. I don't know why I had to drop my phone in such a way. Here's Andrew Berry. Now, this is him and James Gladstone with our buddy. You know our buddy, Ryan Wilson. He's the draft guy at CBS, and he hosts the With the First Pick podcast. He's with Rand Carthon. He used to be with Rick Spielman. Now, Rick Spielman works for the Jets, but he's with Rand Carthon, and they got Andrew Berry and James Gladstone on at the same time on their podcast. And this is what Andrew Berry said about how great Travis Hunter is, but they had to make the trade. And some of you guys are going to roll your eyes at the term he uses for this. Hit it.
I remember telling James, I was like, you know, we're in a position where we're probably either going to take a quarterback or we'll take the best player in the draft. For us to move off of the pick, it's got to be something significant that really helps our organization over the long run. You know, look, Travis is a really good player. I would be shocked if he's not a really good player for a long time in Jacksonville. But for us, where our team's life cycle was, you know, we felt like that was a real meaningful opportunity for us to get another very good player, but, you know, really kind of replenish the resources that we have to build the team over this year next.
Kenny, what do you think that means? Our life cycle? What does that mean when Andrew Berry is
saying... I'm feeling a lot like Abe Vigoda right now. what does Berry mean by this when he uses the term time horizon?
You know, really entering the offseason, coming off of a disappointing year and having uncertainty around the quarterback position, as well as a core group of players that were, you know, really approaching the end of their career. You know, we knew we were due for a little bit of a strategic pivot. That could mean a variety of ways when you're sitting with the number two pick. Probably the most direct path is take a young quarterback, you know, hit on him, and it's the most important position in sports. You know, one of the alternative paths is you take a non-quarterback, this position, potentially the best player in the draft with Travis, and someone that the league hasn't really seen before in terms of a two-way player. And then the third avenue, which you've seen teams really like Philadelphia and Detroit maybe walk this route, where you're able to take a very good player, but significantly increase the amount of resources that you have to build the team over a multi-year time horizon.
We got time horizon, we have life cycle, we have thought partners. I mean, these are
all the buzzwords. Yeah.
We got all the words here, man. The New England Journal of Medicine, it's all there for you. I do have to say, they had this in the works for a long time. You got to give credit to both organizations. One, because I don't think that many people had James Gladstone like in their Rolodex. They don't know him very well to make a big move with him. But also, if they're making moves with the Browns, you got to tell yourself that they're in lockstep no matter what you think. So they're all on board with whatever decision they make. Because I'll tell you this. If Lima was the general manager of the Browns, and I was Lima's assistant general manager, and Lima walked into the room and said, guys, we're going to trade this pick. Gladstone over in Jacksonville wants Travis Hunter. We're going to trade this pick. We're going to get ourselves another first round. And I was dead set on Travis Hunter as the assistant GM.
It'll be a fight.
I leak it because then I know that my owner's going to read that and that their owner is going to read that. Owners pay attention to everything everybody in the media says, no matter what they say, they do.
Well, he talked about the process of all of that, both bringing in Kevin at one point and then also ownership. So I thought that was a really interesting kind of the nuance to that. And of course, the more people you tell, then you start to worry. So there's only so many people in the trust zone.
Because I think that a lot of people, like when we talk about the draft and the lead up from weeks up until when it actually happens, the pick, you start to get comfortable or you start to liken yourself to the idea of the person taken. So there were definitely people in Cleveland, like they were upset when the trade first got consummated because you got used to the thought and the idea and the excitement of having Travis Hunter on your football team. And so if you wanted Travis Hunter that bad and you wanted to spike this deal, yeah, you want to see whether or not the owner gets really excited about the possibilities of Travis Hunter playing for their football team. Whether or not that you're willing to, on the other side, give up that much for one guy? Now, you got a bunch of other players that can help out down there in Jacksonville. They should be there. I mean, there's no excuse now for Travis or for Trevor Lawrence. But I think that there's at least something that shows you that for better or for worse, and at times it's been for worse, they're lockstep once they make a decision that There's trust. You and I were bickering at 720 about the amount of trust that we had, because I thought, if you can't trust these guys, how on earth can you tell me that you'd be excited about Shedeur Sanders being the week one starter instead of nervous about his future? But if they made that decision, they are all on board with that.
It sounded like it to me. One other note for those that aren't going to listen to the podcast. He says, eclectic music. We're talking about Andrew Berry. He has started to add some country music to his catalog. Yeah. Music Soul Child was his favorite. He was also told his first bit of advice when he got the job. It was Dee Podesta that told him this. He said, hey, when you are involved in your everyday activities, the most important conversation anybody has of their day will be talking to you. So you have to keep that in mind. And I thought about that when Ken Carman walks into a room and starts talking to people. That is the most important conversation those people will have throughout their day. So you've got to cherish that. And I wonder if that brings you undue pressure, knowing that when you walk about town and you start talking to people, they go, man, Ken Carman's talking to me. This is the most important conversation I'm going to have today.
Why do you put it to me? Why can't you put it to yourself?
You need to start thinking about
this. You're way more man about people than I am.
That's true.
In this town. So do you understand the pressure that comes with that?
I did meet a very nice teacher.
Great responsibility here.
I did meet a very nice teacher named Mitch yesterday when we went to lunch with Tony from Extend Technologies in Broadview Heights.
Did you guarantee his class anything?
No, I did not. Oh. It was their last day. They were at lunch, and they were at the Mexican restaurant that we frequent with Tony and Cookie Pie. And he said, he's like, I wanted to make sure because there are a lot of guys who look like you. I'm like, yeah, there's a lot of fat, white, blonde guys in Cleveland, including some guy who goes to the casino and says he's me trying to get free drinks and free chips. Sorry.
So when you go to that awards ceremony tonight.
Tortilla chips.
That's true. So tonight, when you're at that awards ceremony with Andy Baskin,
yes,
and you start talking to people, which one will that be the most important conversation they have?
I hate you. God, I hate you. I'm not answering that question.
Put a poll question.
I'm answering it.
Before you want to rip someone, make sure you know what you're listening to.
It's Baskin. Baskin. He's the venerable Andy Baskin. It's Baskin. In that setting, I'm going to be with a bunch of Big J journalists, and I think they look at me like Chris Farley in that Rudy Giuliani sketch from Saturday Night Live. I think it's going to be Baskin instead of me.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.